We continue to read today from Jeremiah 26, and yesterday we had a confrontation where Jeremiah prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem. This is the end of the conversation, which will make sense after our reflection. The officials and all the people then said to the priests and prophets, "This man does not deserve to die. He has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." The full reading is an account of a confrontation between the priests and the prophets on the one hand, with the officials and the people on the other, and with Jeremiah in the middle. The priests and the prophets are complaining about Jeremiah's condemnation of the way they conduct their business in the temple and city. It's reasonable to suppose that as religious experts, they would be able to discern that it is God speaking through Jeremiah, but his words are just too challenging. It is by contrast the officials, and even more interestingly the ordinary people, who recognise that Jeremiah's message, although uncomfortable to hear, comes from God. This sense of the rightness and wrongness of the ordinary people is a good example of the repository of wisdom that God places in the hearts of all people of faith. And with that comes a responsibility to listen and to act upon it. So, you might want to press pause after hearing these two prompts for your own reflections. When have you seen ordinary people understanding something about faith even before the experts? And why does God give this wisdom to everyone and not just to a chosen few? Reflect today on your own gift of wisdom, or listening and trusting your instincts about something. What helps you to come to an assurance that you are right?